The following article, written by Stephanie Hatzifilolithis, McMaster University and Nicole Dalmer, McMaster University originally appeared on The Conversation and is published here with permission. Ageism refers to the stereotypes, how we think, prejudice, how we feel, and discrimination, how we act, we might hold towards others or ourselves based on age. Ageism is a unique form of discrimination. Given that it's universal, it's often referred to as the last acceptable form of discrimination. Ageism often intersects with other forms of discrimination, including sexism, racism, and ableism. When it comes to the development and distribution of technology, ageism has important implications. It not only shapes whether new technologies are adopted by older adults, but it also influences how new technologies are developed and marketed. In recent years, there has been increasing awareness of how digital technologies and platforms can discriminate on the basis of gender, race, and class. However, ageism has received less attention. Artificial intelligence, healthcare technologages, and monitoring and surveillance systems, among others, are increasingly being integrated into the lives of older people. Technologies play vital roles in everyday life. And it is important to investigate how older people's uses of technology are influenced by ageism, self-perception, and identity. As a social gerontologist interested in ageism, Stephanie Hatzifilolithis, my questions are threefold. 1. Why don't we do our best to create technologies that are based on principles of universal design? 2. How does ageism affect technology, and vice versa? And 3. Why aren't we listening to older people when designing tech for their use? People like you in a 2017 episode of the Netflix show Grace and Frankie, the protagonists, played by Jane Fonda, now 84, and Lily Tomlin, 83, decide to revolutionize the vibrator market to create products for people like us. After Grace suffers an arthritis flare-up caused by using a sex toy, the friends design a vibrator that conforms to principles of universal design. Grace and Frankie then try to pitch their product, with little luck. While Grace and Frankie are forces to be reckoned with, they are fictional characters. In the real world, workers at the biggest tech companies are overwhelmingly young, white, and male. In my postdoctoral work with social and critical gerontologist Nicole Dalmer, we study how ageism is both produced and reproduced in the context of experience and design. We look at how older people think about, talk about, and experience the technologies, and their related data, that play a role in their lives. We are also interested in how those who are involved in the design and development of technologies understand the potential effects of ageism. Involving older people, our work is part of a growing movement towards the importance and appreciation of person-centered, participatory, and visual design and research methods. Other researchers have suggested a framework to guide co-designing technology with older people. Co-design is a well-established design approach that isn't widely used yet among older people. It is an important aspect of our current research to ensure that our project is informed, directed, and influenced by older people, and that the project's outcomes are meaningfully aligned with their needs, experiences, and expertise. By focusing on both designers and older adult end users, we hope that our research will highlight best practices in the development of technologies that support independent living and enhance social participation in later life in a meaningful way. This will not only help to avoid costly barriers to technology adoption, but will help alleviate the increasing challenges of technologically related discrimination, exclusion, and inclusion that both explicitly and implicitly color and shape experiences of aging. Researchers, designers, and technology developers need to take the initiative and spend time to think through personal bias related to age-based stereotypes to design tech with older people. Com, Republishing Guidelines, greater than Stephanie Hatzifilolithis, Postdoctoral Fellow, McMaster Institute for Research on Aging, McMaster University, and Nicole Dalmer, Assistant Professor in the Department of Health, Aging, and Society, McMaster University. This article is republished from The Conversation under a Creative Commons license. Read the original article.